Stirring It Up, where we share our passions for the great culinary traditions of Louisiana. We'll visit with friends, cook up some fantastic cuisine, and talk about the origins of our favorite Louisiana dishes. That's Stirring It Up with me, Chef John Falls, Saturdays at 5, right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
What you're about to see is a matter of human record. Explain it, we cannot. Disprove it, we cannot. We simply invite you to explore with us the amazing world of the unknown, to take that one step beyond.
What is going on, my spin cyclist? Of course, I am your host, Nick Vaccarella, and I do have quite a show lined up for you, as always. And I will be kicking this show off with a little bit of what I like to call Most Def.
Yes.
Ghetto people, this one's for you. You and you in front. Yo, Jack Johnson, loud stomping, undisputed heavyweight champ of the world. Yo, I'm loud with it, low middle to high with it, and that's how I'ma live and die with it. All up and down your spine with it, like Jim's Alabama, Jack Johnson. Yes, my dog, ride with them. The most special, most ghetto, most mental, most valuable. Rep my avenue like it's the damn state capital. Come and travel through minds of better mark of greatness. Some slaves who hijack the slave ship. The hackers who can crack the matrix and build a road back to basics and get y'all all off that street. You know these other cats run game with, it's tainted. Consider this the moment you changed it. Now, Jack Jones stands strong, never bow down. Back off or get clapped on right about. Wow. From east to the west, up north to down south. We show you how to really make a march bend bound. We show you how to really make the ghetto wild out. First letters that I wrote when I sketched the script down. I'm loud with it, no middle to high with it. And that's how I'm a living down with it. I shine with it. With it, revered and recognized with it. The ghetto know what time is it. When I spit it, menage in it. I iron lion stride with it. See, Dr. No String, and I make them cry with it. Let the ghetto rock with it. Let the ghetto rock with it. Yeah, show on show with y'all. Show it up, ghetto rock with it. Come on, say, let the ghetto rock with it. Show it up, ghetto rock with it. Born to rock, turn my portion hot. Rock the bourgeois to any bully on your block. My flow tighter than a all the top. Super than the Floyd Flake that they born to pop. Just out by the corn blue, of course I'm not. My sharp mind join the dots and boiling pots. A lot of cats talk noise a lot, but then the noise is stopped. When that heavy sound voice can chop. And this is low net biscuit, this is Jack's back hot. Load it up, slide it back, get so black rock. Brooklyn got the bum rush that shit can't stop. Seize the hungry hands and all that with y'all, cause my first thought covered it all. You whack and I don't care what your sons mumble to y'all, cause you can't do me nothing at all. Which means you can't shine my shoes, wash my drawers, clean my car, walk my dog, mow my lawn. In other words, dude, I don't need from them. All I got is hard rhymes and hot spits for them. And yeah, I got the country mule for them. See how dark it can get for them. Tell they mamas that's it for them. Get the flower face shit for them. A sad story how it went for them. Is what you get for not listening. Fire, fire. And a long verse of kumbaya. You stand strong, you can't move higher. You move power, I got move higher. Ready to roll like new tires. Where I can show you who the true lion. True power, move quiet. To the understanding of the science. We die with it, no middle to high with it. And that's how we gon' live and die with it. Now ride with it.
Most Def with Jack White, a song called Zimzalabim. I love that song because it starts off kind of heavy, and then, you know, first time you hear the song, you don't know what to expect. I sure didn't. Listened to it like 3 times in a row. Mos Def is a great lyricist. I got some Outkast on the way. If you want to hear it now, I could sure put that on for you.
Thank you. there's something I must tell you before I say goodbye. You really know how to hurt a guy. You really know how to make him cry. It don't bother you in the least, but you're breaking me up piece by piece, by little bitty pieces, darling. We'll be right back.
King with Do Not Play That Song Because You Lied. I hate a liar, but I end up forgiving him. Before that, we heard Blockhead with Sunday Seance. Before we heard Blockhead, we heard Arthur Connolly, You Really Know How to Hurt a Guy. Before that, of course, was Outkast with the instrumental to Aquemini, which was the title track to that album. And we started off the hour with Mos Def with Zimzalabim. Good song. Next, we're going to turn to a movie soundtrack that I got off Black Snake Moan soundtrack. This is Samuel L. Jackson himself singing an R.L. Burnside tune called Allie Mae. You fellas better leave Allie Mae alone.
You crying. Don't you feel like a crack, a crack, a crack, a
if you want a good smoke, try one of these. Of course, if you're afraid.
According to Reefer Madness, this may happen to you.
That's better. That's more like it. I know you like that. Really, you will. Now just take a puff of it.
Ah, yes. Take a puff.
The next tragedy may be that of your daughter, or your son, or yours, or yours, or yours.
Or yours, or yours, or yours, or yours, or yours. They will turn to zombies and play pretty good piano in the beginning, and during the end, they'll just start playing chaotic piano because that's what marijuana does to you. I mean, I'm quite sure of that. Anyway, next up, I got some Blind Melon for you guys. One of my favorite songs, of course. It's called Sleepy House, and I think it's appropriate after I play the clip from Reefer Madness, which is classic.
shook his head. But he's sorry, and the poor boy shook his head. He said, the way she have treated me, I believe she should have been dead. But that didn't seem to bother his mind. I said, now you in trouble. But that didn't seem to bother his mind. He said, I shot my baby. I believe I can do my time.
Side with See What My Buddy Done. It's a pretty violent song. I like it. Not that I like violence, so you know, I don't advocate that, but I mean, R.L. Burnside did put a bullet in a man's head over a game of dice. I would say he knows what he's talking about. Next, we're going to hear Tobacco, a song called The Bees Love Me. This reminds me of my boy. Old fan blade, he knows who he is. We're about to start that B thing. So here you go. Thank you. Tobacco with The Bees Love Me. Let me tell you a little something about bees. Bees are, in fact, my favorite animal on the planet. And some people like to argue whether it's an animal or an insect. All the same thing. An animal can also be an insect. Did you know that bees travel for more than a mile, maybe two, to forage? Did you know that? Did you know that they can create a queen if the queen dies? Did you know that? Did you know that Einstein said if we lose the bees that the earth would have 4 years to live a productive life, and anything after that is going to be decay? So, you see a bee, do not swat it. Don't swat the bees. That would be sad to see. We need those bees.
St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, let her go. God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over, but she'll never find a sweet man like me.
Bragging.
When I die, bury me in straight lace shoes. I want a box bag coat and a Stetson hat.
John B., that is.
Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know that I died standing back.
Thank you.
Mr. Louis Armstrong with St. James Infirmary, Satchmo. Such a good song. I would like to mention something that I mentioned last time on my show, and by the time you hear this show, she may be found. But I'm still looking at this paper. It still makes me sad. So on May 19th, 21-year-old Lafayette resident Mickey Schunick went missing, and the world would like to find her. Mickey was last seen about 2 a.m. Monday 19th riding her black and gold Schwinn Cutter bicycle from a friend's home in the St. Streets area of Lafayette, headed to the area near Ambassador and Congress. Mickey's bicycle was recently found beneath the Whiskey Bay I-10 bridge at exit number 127. Mickey is 5'1" tall, weighing about 115 pounds. Mickey had shoulder-length curly blonde hair and blue eyes. Mickey has a small tattoo of a bicycle on her right outer ankle and a nose ring on her left nostril. There is a $25,000 reward for any information leading to the whereabouts of Mickey Schunick. If you have any information, please contact the Lafayette Police Department at 337-291-8633 or email findmickeyschunick at yahoo.com. If you're just joining me, this is the Spin Cycle. You have missed it. As a matter of fact, it is time for my man to take us out as he usually does. Maybe you guys know this word for word. Sing it along with me.
I think I'll pick up sports again.
I'm quite an athlete, you know. I particularly excel in chess, falconry, wife-beating, that sort of thing. Thank you for coming. Please call again. Our next visiting hours will be just 1 week from tonight. Good night.